What if the biggest obstacle to your career advancement isn't your boss, your industry, or the glass ceiling, but your own silence? Here's an uncomfortable truth. While you're waiting to be noticed for your hard work, someone else is already asking for what you deserve. This isn't about fairness or merit. It's about understanding that professional success requires active steering, not passive hoping. We spend over 46 hours weekly at work, more time than with family or pursuing passions, yet many approach careers like passengers rather than drivers. The gap between where you are and where you want to be often comes down to one thing, whether you're managing your career or letting it manage you. Before charting any course forward, you need an honest reckoning with where you stand. Ask the questions that sting. Are you proud of your professional path? Does your job align with your values? When did you last feel genuinely excited about Monday morning? Success looks different for everyone. Prestigious titles and income for some, flexibility and fulfillment for others. Create a timeline of your past positions and identify patterns. Were you driving career decisions or passively accepting whatever came along? Consider whether you took your current job solely for money, if it still challenges you intellectually, and most critically, if you still feel passionate about what you do. When passion disappears, that's your internal alarm system signaling change may be necessary. There's little point forcing yourself into a job you dislike when you spend most waking hours there. Happiness isn't a luxury, it's a prerequisite for sustainable success. Effective career planning means breaking free from invisible barriers, lack of motivation, family pressure, peer expectations, and the voice insisting you should be grateful for what you have. Think in short-term goals, up to 5 years, and long-term vision, 10 to 15 years. Short-term goals build momentum while advancing toward bigger objectives. After evaluating your skills, personality, interests, values, education, and finances, create a focused action plan targeting one specific objective. Prioritize ruthlessly and tackle the hardest tasks first. Your resume is your professional calling card. You have just 20 seconds to sell your accomplishments. Make every word count, especially on the top half of the first page. Considering entrepreneurship? Ask yourself, can you work beyond standard hours, handle financial uncertainty, enjoy continuous learning across diverse business functions, confidently sell yourself and your business? While controlling your professional destiny offers substantial rewards, the path requires extraordinary resilience and commitment. Not everyone possesses these qualities, and that's perfectly acceptable to acknowledge. Selling yourself effectively is crucial for advancement, though many women struggle with this due to socialization around humility. Start by articulating specific objectives with timelines, breaking long-term goals into achievable steps. Career planning requires strategic selling at each stage, first convincing yourself, then your immediate network, and finally the decision makers who control opportunities. Create an elevator pitch, a 30-second overview of your skills and value proposition. This proves invaluable at networking events when pitching ideas to management, approaching mentors, or encountering the CEO unexpectedly. When facing rejection, rework your pitch rather than accepting defeat. Consider Marcella, who started as an admin in 1988 when such roles typically locked women into that track permanently. When an HR representative told her she wasn't qualified for a position and shouldn't bother applying, Marcella applied anyway and secured the role. Her career accelerated after finding her voice in meetings, eventually earning promotions to executive director. The lesson? Sometimes the only person standing between you and your next opportunity is your own hesitation to speak up. While men have mastered networking through colleges, clubs, and sports, women need to create their own support systems intentionally. Effective networking requires authenticity and reciprocity, not transactional exchanges, but genuine connections about shared passions. Invest time in face-to-face meetings, maintain relationships across career phases, and continue building connections even after landing a dream job. true mentoring involves more than occasional advice. It requires selflessness, honesty, and genuine investment in another's success. Good mentors share contacts, opportunities, and experiences without hidden agendas. Rather than seeking one perfect mentor, consider having multiple mentors with different expertise. Sometimes your boss can become a mentor if you speak up about your career goals. Share your experiences, both successes and failures, to help other women learn and find inspiration. Personal stories create connection more powerfully than polished success narratives. As one executive wisely noted, we have to stop thinking about how thinly we are slicing the pie and instead make more pie. This generosity creates more successful women, making success easier for everyone. Career stalling fears operate as invisible chains. The fear of being disliked particularly damages women, manifesting in reluctance to give direct feedback, hesitation in negotiations, avoidance of confrontations, and self-censorship in meetings. Other prevalent fears include being fired, rejection when pursuing promotions, imposter syndrome in leadership roles, and anxiety about organizational changes. Confident people succeed because they inspire trust and credibility, even when experiencing internal doubts. Build confidence through upright posture, controlled breathing during stress, sustained eye contact, emotional intelligence to manage reactions, and expressing well-reasoned opinions even when controversial. Overcome public speaking anxiety through graduated exposure, accepting opportunities of increasing difficulty from team updates to company-wide speeches. Effective management requires mastering five leadership functions: directing, guiding, supporting, informing, and inspiring. Give instructions using clear, declarative statements. Please complete this report by Friday, rather than, could you maybe get this done by end of week? Before addressing performance issues, analyze potential environmental factors, like unclear expectations, insufficient resources, or inadequate training. When confronting workplace issues, schedule private discussions, document specific instances, maintain a neutral tone, and propose concrete solutions. Your silence protects no one, least of all yourself. Despite research showing equal leadership capabilities, ingrained perceptions create a double bind. Women are seen as caretakers, while men excel at taking charge. When male leaders display anger, it's passion. When women do, it's being emotional. To advance, develop broader perspective by understanding how your role fits into larger projects and industry trends. Managing up means strategically cultivating your boss relationship. Bring solutions, adapt to their communication style, and volunteer for additional responsibilities rather than waiting to be asked. Most promotions go to people already performing at the next level. The workplace secret: employers count on you not asking for what you deserve. Male bosses often think of men first for promotions because they're more vocal about advancement. Simply being at a job for a year isn't grounds for promotion. Demonstrate you're already performing at the next level. Strong leaders have systematic decision-making processes. Identify the actual problem, gather facts before panicking, and break overwhelming issues into manageable pieces. Effective delegation matches tasks with the right team members, creating time for big picture thinking while developing your team. Success isn't about conforming to stereotypes or waiting for permission. You are the architect of your own career, and the blueprint starts with your next brave step forward.